You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Good morning, good morning, victorious people of God. This is the Miracle Blessing and Healing Broadcast with our Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood from Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center Incorporated, located at 1500 Northeast Florida Avenue Melbourne, Florida 32901. Listen, you're welcome to stop by, tune in, but listen, don't you dare miss your blessing on today, because God got a miracle and it have your name written on and you don't want to miss it on today, because listen, God have a word for you. And it have your name on it, but in order to receive it, you got to tune in and listen in. Listen, I have a brief announcement for you before we let loose this powerful woman of God on today. Yeah. We have some announcements. We have a revival coming to the city on tonight and tomorrow night. We have a perpetual fire tonight revival coming to the house. We're going to have Prophetess Aja Murray. She's going to be in the house on tonight at 8 p.m. I want you to come on in. Come on in. God has a word for the people of God. And then we have Overseer Patterson. He will be there on Friday night at 8 p.m. You don't want to miss this powerful revival. It's called the perpetual fire. Hallelujah. And you know when the fire begin to burn, you better say, God, let it burn, let it burn. Hallelujah. Yeah. And then join us on Sunday. It's going to be Youth Sunday where we will have Prophet Michael Terry. He will be breaking forth the bread of life where the youth will be in charge. God is going to move by his power and by his spirit. And then join us on May 25th, Memorial Day. We're going to be joining Apostle Curtis Watkins at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple on South Street in Titusville, Florida at 7:30 p.m. We're going to be down in Titusville at that Memorial Day and Memorial Night service, praising and lifting up the name of Jesus. So join us. I know you're going to be full. I'm telling you of the natural food. Join us at 7:30 p.m. and come and get some spiritual food. Hallelujah. God is going to move by his power and by his spirit. God bless you. Now on to our apostle, Dr. Elizabeth Haywood. God
bless you. Thank you, Evangelist Sheila Cochran. Amen. Thank God for what he's doing. God is blessing. Amen. Come on and get your blessing. Yes. Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 1500 Northeast Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida. Yes. You don't want to miss these services. Amen. God has miracles for you with your name written on it. But you got to come and get it. Amen. Glory to God. Now we're going to, the Pentecost. Amen. This is the time of Pentecost. And Sunday's Pentecost Sunday. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, Jesus died and rose again, went and sat down. Amen. Hallelujah. On the right hand of his Father. Yes. Amen. Glory to God. But he didn't leave us comfortless. No. Amen. He went with his Father, but he said, I'll send you, amen, the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Many of you today, you need the Holy Ghost. Many of us have it. God has given it to us. Amen. And we want to celebrate that day Sunday. Come on. Amen. And let God bless you. Come on. Let God bless your life. I want to start reading, amen, from Acts. Amen. The first chapter. Amen. Glory to God. Begin reading at the first verse for me, please.
The former treaties have I made.
The former treaties have I made.
O Theophilus.
Uh-huh.
Of all that Jesus began both to do and teach.
Now, amen. Glory to God. Jesus, amen. Teach, amen. Glory to God. And he talked about, amen, the things that God had done. Amen. These treaties, amen. Glory to God. God did great things. And Jesus taught him about it, amen. He taught the disciples about it. Read on for me, please.
Until the day in which he was taken up.
Until the day, amen. He kept teaching about them about many things, and some things they did not understand. But he kept teaching about them about it until the day he was taken up. Read on.
After that, he through the Holy Ghost.
After that, he through the Holy Ghost
had given commandments.
Had given commandments
unto the apostles.
Unto the apostles
whom he had chosen.
Now he began to give them commandments. Amen. He chose 12. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Apostles. Amen. And then he gave them commandments. Praise God. Hallelujah. He chose them to do a work. He chose them to receive the Holy Ghost. He chose them, amen, to be followers of him. Yes. Glory to God. And so he had to give them the commandments. Read on.
To whom also he showed himself alive.
Yes.
After his passion by many infallible proofs.
Now, after he had died and rose again, amen, he came back to them, amen, glory to God, in many different ways, amen, hallelujah, infallible proofs, amen, true proof, real proof, amen, glory to God, being seen of him 40 days, amen, glory to God, he had proof, they saw him, amen, glory to God, after he died and rose again, praise God, they saw him, amen, glory to God, seeing of them 40 days, read on.
And speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God.
Speaking to them pertaining to things, amen, hallelujah, concerning the kingdom of God. He was still telling them about the kingdom of God. Amen, glory to God. And Pentecost, amen, represent 50 days after, amen, glory to God, he rose from the dead. 40 days he was showing up, amen, and showing them great things, showing them, amen, that he now was the Son of God. Amen, glory to God. He was, amen, a savior, become more spiritual instead of man. He became a spirit. Amen. Glory to God. And he was showing them many great things that was happening. Read on for me, please.
And being assembled together with them,
yes,
commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem.
Amen. When he came to them, he told them, don't depart from Jerusalem. Don't leave Jerusalem, because God got something there for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you today, don't leave the house of God. Don't leave the work of God. God has things, amen, so many things prepared for you. Amen. Glory to God. But you got to stay in Jerusalem. You got to stay in the church. You got to stay where God placed you. Read on for me, please.
But wait for the promise of the Father.
You got to wait for the promise of the Father.
Which said he.
Uh-huh. Which he said.
Which ye have heard of me.
Uh-huh. You heard about it. Amen. Now, amen, you got to wait for it. Praise God. Don't you get in a hurry to miss God. Don't you get in a hurry to leave God behind. Because he promised you something. And if you wait on him, he'll give it to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is not slack concerning his promise, yeah, like man are slack. Amen. Praise God. What God say, he's going to do it. But you got to be in the place. You got to be in the position. And you got to be ready to receive it. Read on for me, please.
For John truly baptized with water.
John baptized you with water.
But ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Not many days.
Hallelujah. Leaving here. And when I leave here, you're going to be, hallelujah, baptized with the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. But he had to leave, amen, so that they could get the Holy Ghost, amen, abiding down on the inside of them. Read on for me, please.
When they therefore were come together.
When they were come together.
They asked of him,
they
saying.
They asked of him, saying.
Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel?
Will you restore the kingdom to Israel? God, are you bringing the kingdom back? Read on for me, please.
And he said unto them.
Said unto them.
It is not for you to know the times or the seasons.
It's not for you to know the time or the seasons.
Which the Father hath put in his own power.
Amen. Hallelujah. God got everything in his own power. Amen. And it's not for you to know the time or the season. When the time and the season come, he's going to tell you about it. Amen. Glory to God. Read on for me, please.
But you shall receive power.
But now you got to receive power. Come on.
After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon
you. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. See, you got to have power. You got to have power to live right. You got to have power to walk right and talk right and to do right. I am no longer going to be with you. Amen. So you got to let the Holy Ghost operate in you. Read on for me, please.
And you shall be my witnesses unto me.
Yeah.
Both in Jerusalem and in all Judea.
Isaiah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You shall be witness unto me in Jerusalem and Judea. Read on.
And in Samaria.
In Samaria.
And unto the uttermost parts of the earth.
And you, everywhere you go, when you get the Holy Ghost, praise God, hallelujah, you're going to be witnesses. Amen, hallelujah, in Judea and Samaria and into the utmost part of the earth. Amen, but you got to receive the Holy Ghost. You got to receive the power of God. You got to receive the anointing of God. Amen, and they were there in the upper room waiting for it. Amen, hallelujah, and I know today many of you are waiting for, amen, the Holy Ghost. You're waiting for that day of Pentecost, amen, to come into your life, amen, so God can deliver you, so God can set you free. Amen. He made that promise that it was going to happen. And I want you to know, hallelujah, it is happening now. Amen. Many people are receiving the Holy Ghost. Go to the second chapter now at the first verse. Amen. Read it for me, please.
And when the day of Pentecost was fully come.
Now, amen, after all that had happened, the day of Pentecost, amen, fully came. It was time for them to receive it. Read on for me, please.
They were all with one accord in one place.
They were all with one accord in one place. Amen. You got to get on one accord. Amen. Many times people are not on one accord. Amen. Hallelujah. This one doing something. That one doing something. Amen. Glory to God. But you got to get together. Amen. And get on one accord. Everybody need to be praying. Everybody need to be seeking God. Everybody need to be looking for the Holy Ghost. Everybody need to be looking to receive it. You got to be on one accord. Amen. Hallelujah. That's how the Holy Ghost is going to come to you. That's how the Holy Ghost is going to come into your life. Read on for me, please.
And suddenly there came a sound from heaven.
Suddenly there came a sound from heaven.
As of a rushing mighty wind.
As of a rushing mighty wind.
And it filled all the house.
All the house.
Where they were sitting.
Where they were sitting. They were sitting down. Amen. Glory to God. Believing God. Sitting down praying. Amen. And talking to God. And the Bible says, suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a mighty rushing wind. Yes. And it filled the house with, hallelujah, his presence. I want you to know his presence is here. The Holy Ghost is here. The power of God is there. Yes. So all you got to do is wait for it and be ready for it. Yes. I know they're saying that the Holy Ghost came then, but it's not coming anymore. But I beg the difference. It's coming now. Yes. He is coming now. The Holy Ghost is arising now. Yes. It's coming into your life. But you got to get ready. And you got to be with people with the same mind, with the same heart, and with the same spirit. Read on for me, please.
And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as fire.
Appeared unto them cloven tongue like as fire. Read on.
And it sat upon each
Praise
of them.
God, hallelujah, cloven tongues. Tongues, amen, that will speak what the Holy Ghost say. Amen. Tongues rest upon them, came upon them and rest upon them like fire. Glory to God, and it sat upon them. That's the way the Holy Ghost is. I mean, he will come on you and he will sit on you. Amen. Hallelujah. And he will speak through you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's what happened to them, the Bible say, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I'm telling you today, you got to be ready to receive the Holy Ghost. You got to be ready to receive the power of God. You got to be ready to speak in tongues as the Spirit gives you utterance. It's not the tongue that you speak. Yeah, you can say hallelujah. Yes. But God will say it in another language. Oh, yeah, you will say glory. Yes. But God will speak it in another language. Yeah, you will say I feel fire. You, but God will speak it in another language. But you will know that it's the presence of God. You will know that it was the Spirit of God. And they thought, amen, hallelujah, when they saw him. And when they saw the power of God upon them, they thought they were drunk. They thought, hallelujah, glory to God. We know they're speaking in another language. Praise God, hallelujah. They're not speaking the language that they are, but they got another language. And they thought, amen, they were Galileans. They thought they came from another nation or from another tongue or another, amen, nation. But hallelujah, and they thought that they were, amen, drunk with wine. Glory to God, hallelujah. Because the power of God had taken over. Yes. I want you to know now, you need to get ready. Because the power of God, the Holy Ghost is walking up and down the earth. The Holy Ghost is walking up and down the churches. Amen. And you can receive it. Yes. Peter stood up and said, these are not drunk with wine, but they're filled with the Spirit. Yes. I want you to know that, amen, people will recognize that you are filled with the Spirit. Yes. You may act like you're drunk. You may act like you're falling out.
Come on.
Because the power of God is real. Ooh. Power of God is supernatural. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Peter said, how can you think they are drunk with wine when this is the third hour of the day, in the middle of the day? But I want you to know, this is what Joel talked about.
Yes.
The prophet Joel had already spoken about it.
Yes.
And he said, in the last days,
yes,
saith God, I will pour out my Spirit, hallelujah, upon all flesh. Everybody that want it can have it. Everybody that clean up their life. Everybody, amen, that God came holy can have the Holy Ghost. And the Spirit of God fell upon them. And he said, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Young men see vision. Old men shall dream dreams. I want you to know that's what's happening. Glory to God, that prophesying. The prophets are prophesying. Yes. Sons and daughters are prophesying. Young men are seeing visions. Yes. God is allowing it to happen. And old men are seeing dreams. And he said, upon my servants and upon my handmaids, I will pour out my Spirit in the last days. Yes. And they shall prophesy. That's what's happening. God is moving on the land. God is moving in the city. Glory to God. Pentecost has already come.
Yes.
Because Jesus is going up to heaven.
Yes,
glory to God. They saw him when he was lifted up. Glory to God, raised up into heaven.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He went up and they saw him. The 11, his 11 saw him when he was lifted up, when he went and sat down at the right hand of his Father. And the Holy Ghost, glory to God, hallelujah, came down. But they had to wait for it.
Yes,
they had to be there in the house of God.
Ooh.
I know today the devil is deceiving people. They don't want to come to church no more.
Yes.
They don't want to be in the presence of God anymore. Because they say, I can hear him. I can see him on the Facebook. I can see him on, hallelujah, YouTube. But I tell you, when the saints of God come together, glory to God, and the anointing of God fall, it's a great power. power. Yes. It's a great anointing, and the Holy Ghost will come upon you. Yes. He will not leave us without a comforter. He will not leave us hopeless. Glory to God. But he gave them power. He gave them the Holy Ghost that will last. Glory to God. Until he come back, he gave them the Holy Ghost that will last. Hallelujah. Forever. So why don't you, God, reach out to God to receive the Holy Ghost? Why don't you reach out to God to get the Holy Ghost in your life? You can have it today. Jesus has gone on back. He's with the Father. But the Holy Ghost shall abide in you. It shall dwell in you. You need the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost to speak to you. You need the Holy Ghost to talk to you. You need the Holy Ghost to make the devil flee. Hallelujah. To hallelujah, cast out devils. Hallelujah. You shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You shall speak with new tongues and you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Amen. It's your time. If you're ready, God will give it to you. But you need to be saved first. You must be born again. Born of the water and born of the Spirit. You can be born again. But you got to ask Jesus. I need you, Jesus. I want you in my life. I want to be saved. So you got to say, Lord, come into my heart. Come into my life. Cleanse me and make me whole. Denounce the devil. Say, Satan, I don't no longer want to live for you. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and he died for my sins, and I receive him into my heart. Yes. And when you say that, get up from there and start thanking God. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for delivering me. Thank you for giving me a clean heart and renewing my spirit. Thank you now for making me a new creature. Yes. Now you're ready to receive the Holy Ghost. But you got to be around people that's on one accord. People that are praying. People that are believing God. People that are standing on the word of God. People that are living the life. And you got to say, Jesus, I want the Holy Ghost. Give me the Holy Ghost. Because I need power to do your will. And when you did that, hallelujah, just wait for him. Keep praying and waiting. Keep praising and waiting. Keep thanking him and waiting him. And God will pour it out on you. He want to do it. You that are sick in your body, you can be healed today. The devil is a liar. Yes. I know he keep telling you, amen, what the doctors say, but you got to denounce that. Say, I believe what God say. I believe in the word of God. And the word of God say, by his stripes, I am healed, and I believe it today. I believe I'm healed. I believe my life is better. I believe, amen, hallelujah, that I don't have to be sick, and I don't have to stay in pain. Hallelujah, glory to God. But I believe that I'm healed today, and begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Thank you for my healing. Thank you for my deliverance. Thank you for setting me free. Thank I you, believe God. Your word. And I believe it now. Thank amen. God. And get up from there. Rise up and, amen, take yourself to church. Amen. You need to be in church. Amen. You need to be, amen, while they're praising God. Yes. Bible say, fail not to assemble yourself together. Amen. I know, amen, hallelujah, COVID has caused a lot of you, amen, to stay out of church. Amen. And the devil's trying to keep you out of church. But you better tell the devil no. Amen. Because he come to kill, steal, and destroy. Amen. And he want to kill you. But you got to tell him, devil, you are not going to kill me. I'm a child of God. I'm anointed by God. Right. Amen. I have the Spirit of God on the inside of me, and I'm going to do what God say. Because many of you, you're trying to do it your way. Your way is not going to work. You got to do it God's way. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to do what God say. Amen. And you got to do it like God say. And then you're going to be blessed. Rise up. Get up. Get up and come to church. Get up and come to the revival. Amen. Get up and come. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Get in your word and read your word. Amen. Hallelujah. Your word. Amen. The word of God is what you need. Amen. Let that word of God abide in you. Let that word of God abide on the inside of you. And when that word of God abide on the inside of you, you will be blessed. Yes. You will be delivered. Praise God, you will be set free. Many of you, amen, praise the Lord, having financial problems. God will deliver you.
Yes,
God will bless you.
Amen.
Praise God, hallelujah, but you still got to do it your way. Well, what is God's way and not your way? What is God's way? He said, bring the tithes amen. To the storehouse. Get the tenth. Amen. Amen. At least the tenth. Now, amen, God's grace has taken you further. You need to give him more than the tenth. Go to 20. Go to 30. Go to 50. But give to God. Let God bless you. You want a car, give. You want a house, give.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. All these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you hearken to the voice of God. He said, bring the tithes and the offering to the storehouse and prove me now. See, when I open the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, you won't have room enough to receive. God can do it for you. I want you to know things can be better.
Yeah.
And if you seek God and if you do it God's way, I want you to know things are going to be better for you. Amen. Hallelujah. We're praying for you. We're believing God for you. Amen. But you got to get up from there you got to come. God bless you. Here come Evangelist Sheila again with the announcement. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Oh, man. God, what a powerful word. I almost lost it in here today.
Hallelujah.
Because I felt the Holy
Thank
Ghost
you,
all
Jesus.
In this place on today. God is speaking. And I'm telling you, I can hear the scripture. Why sit there and
Hallelujah.
Die? You better get up from there.
Yes,
we
sir.
Preach the word every Thursday.
Yes,
we tell you about the revival.
Yes,
if
sir.
You want to live, you better get up from
yes,
there
sir.
And come on out to these revivals. God
you.
Is moving and God is especially on today. I'm telling you, I felt the Holy Ghost.
Thank
I couldn't
Jesus.
Even holler, read, but that's why Apostle had to take over because I almost lost it in here today because the power of God, I felt the Holy Ghost came in here today and I'm telling you, God is speaking.
Yes,
you better get on up from there.
Thank
you better come on out to this revival on tonight.
Yeah.
Meet us there at 8 p.m. God has a word for the people of God on tonight at 8 p.m. And meet us there on Friday night at 8 p.m. God is going to move by his power. And then join us on Sunday at 11:30. We're going to have Prophet Terry. He's going to be there ministering the word. Michael Terry
Amen.
At 11:30. It's going to be our youth Sunday. Then join us at May 25th
yes,
at the
sir.
Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple.
Yes.
We're going to be down in Titusville on South Street
yes,
with
yes.
Apostle Curtis Watkins. We're going to bring down the house
yes,
on for Memorial Day. You're going to get full of the natural food
yes,
and come
sir.
And eat the spiritual food because God is going to move. You've heard the word. I'm telling you, you better be obedient.
Yes.
The Bible says, you got to be willing and obedient and
yes,
you
sir.
Shall eat the good of the land. God bless you. We appreciate you for tuning in. We appreciate you for listening
yes,
in.
Sir.
God has a miracle and it has your name written on it. But in order for you to receive it, you got to come and get it. And I thank you. If you want to be a blessing to this woman of God, I'm asking you to hit her up on our Cash App.
Yes,
it's dollar sign Pastor Lizzie. That's PASTORLIZZY. Her Zelle is 321-917-4202. I tell you, if you cast your bread upon the water,
yes,
and
sir.
After many days, you will find it.
Yes.
If you give unto fertile ground, God will bless you and
yes,
give it
will.
Back to you. I tell you, you can't be God's giving.
Hallelujah.
She done told you the system about giving. If you give to God, God will give it back to you.
Yes,
that's
sir.
The system of giving.
Yes.
If you give, God is going to give it. But if if you hold up your hand, if you want a car, you want a job, you want this, you want that. Yeah. You got your hand closed up.
Yes,
God can't get nothing to you because your hand is closed
up.
But if you loosen and open it up, if you give bountifully, God will bless you bountifully.
Yeah.
We bless you. We thank you for each and every one that tune in, that blesses us.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, every
thank
one of you.
You.
We love you. We appreciate you. Now back to the hands of our apostle. We love you and thank you. Amen.
God bless you. We love you and we'll be praying for you.
Amen.
Come on out.
Amen.
Two nights of revival.
Yes.
Then Sunday, and then meet me in Titusville with Apostle Curtis Watkins, two apostle. Don't miss it. God bless you. And
Amen.
We love you.
We love you.
God is with me, so I keep it on.